This is an Enterprise Times podcast. My name is Ian Murphy. I'm here with Kareem Akgonol, who's the Senior Vice President of Products at Pegasystems.
Hello, Ian. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I am responsible for all the products at Pegasystems, and I've been with Pega for over 25 years.
Your big announcement this morning was Pega Infinity, which seems to be a new home for all of the tools to start to sit where customers can build out from there. Why have you gone to an overarching tool rather than where you were before with discrete solutions?
We made the change, especially with the launch of Pega Infinity, to make sure that we are putting the focus of the technology in making our customers more effective in engaging directly with their customers, with the end consumers. We basically believe that it encompasses not just platform-based technology capabilities, but it also includes the assets in how organizations engage with customers in marketing functions, in sales functions, in customer service and operations functions. We're basically trying to change the conversation more around providing the right engagement to the customer, and it's less around essentially just individual technology elements.
It was interesting looking at the press release this morning, because the press release didn't talk about this as a new suite. It talked about customer experience. It talked about failures of digital transformation and customer experience because of siloed projects. In order to make this effective and to get that coherent CX, how do you see customers building out from here?
Of course, we want them to look at from two major perspectives. One, around identifying the journeys that they want their customers to have when they engage with their organization and be able to optimize the journey rather than look at the individual systems that support the journey and have the changes in the individual systems be essentially a side product of optimizing the customer's journey and to make sure that end consumer is having an experience that I like to call as easy and convenient for them rather than building capabilities that are necessarily easy and convenient for the organization. So that's one perspective. What is the customer's journey that looks like? And the second perspective is around this concept of having a centralized customer brain that services all the different channels that we basically organizations use to engage with the consumers, as well as all the different functions around marketing, sales, and service and operations, so that we actually understand the context of the customer, regardless of where they are in their journey, and be able to provide a consistent engagement, which is where we think the power of artificial intelligence and robotic automation converges to be able to provide that experience that makes sense.
How do you apply that with projects that are going to be running parallel? Because companies are not going to start with automating and building a customer experience on one product and then move to the next and then to the next. Their challenge at the moment is they're trying to do so many things at the same time. And that's where CX gets completely disconnected. What is it you're bringing here for customers that's going to enable them to better focus and have that coherency of CX?
There's several different elements that basically bring that cohesiveness. The first one is around end-to-end automation. And we'd like to provide the right set of capabilities so that organizations can avoid the tremendous number of applications that currently need to be touched and be able to just streamline the process and streamline the journey. And that can be invoked from within Pega applications, from other existing applications that touch the customers. The second is around being able to make sure that we understand clearly the objectives of the organization and understanding what are the right ways to engage with the customer. As I said before, really being able to provide an experience to the customer and let that experience be driven by the one-to-one understanding rather than throwing them into a bucket of, these are 25-year-old males that live in this part of the country. They must all be the same.
But customer experience is a very complicated thing. To most people, they're looking at CX as, how do I make sure that customer has the same view of themselves no matter where they enter a system? You're expanding that view to be not just how does the customer have consistency of view, but also how does the system better understand the customer to lead the customer to the next stage? That's going to be a challenge for your customers who are going to be implementing that. How do you get them to understand that this is no longer just about fixing the tool that the customer's using, be that a web, a mobile, or a desktop interface, but actually all the underlying systems that are going to be surfaced to give that better service?
Through the brain, we want our customers to, and they're seeing it, they're avoiding building logic into individual channels and being able to depend on a much more of a centralized decision-making component to understand the context of the customer and to have an objective, an engagement objective that is specific to that individual, whether it's around educating the end customer to get better value out of the products or be able to give them opportunity to upgrade the new products from the organization or to actually avoid any penalties or be able to upsell them or cross-sell them. And very, very important with everybody that's in at least this PegaWorld conference is to make sure that the organizations have the ability to effectively retain their customers and be able to understand their needs and keep them for customers for longer periods of time.
How do they do that without upsetting customers? We've all had that experience where we've logged into Amazon and it says, these are recommended for you based on what you've recently looked at. And you look at this list and there is no rhyme or reason or understanding of how it could possibly produce these items for you. If you're going to improve the customer experience, it has to be so much better.
It has to know the context of the customer and where their mind is at. There will be nothing more frustrating if you called into, let's say, your bank and you're complaining, you're upset about something, and all of a sudden they start pushing you a new product. To me, that basically means that the system that's pushing the new offers has no comprehension of the context of the customer. The idea with the Pegas Customer Decision Hub is to actually make the next best action. And we are very careful about that. It's not the next best offer. The next best action might be giving you something for free or routing you to a much better enabled agent that they can handle, that can give you much more of a concierge experience. Or it might be giving you a different product or a different rate or offering you education help or hand-holding the customer through a process. The next best action is about the best way to engage with the customer. It is not about pushing a product down somebody's throat when they're not ready for it.
When we talk about next best action, and your example there is very interesting, you've gone into a bank, you've been upset, you don't want an offer for a new product, you want something else. That requires emotion to be part of this process. Emotion is something that customer service systems don't capture. They might write down, customer was annoyed at something, or customer rang up to complain. That's not the same as capturing an emotion, a strong emotion from a customer. How do you begin to adapt the capture process so that the next best action really is able to take in all of the factors?
Two primary ways that I can immediately think of. The one is learning from the experience with other customers and being able to use that learning in the engagement with the individual consumers. And then the second way is actually doing capabilities like sentiment analysis and being able to make that a part of the core elements. A lot of companies talk about the customer lifetime value, which is more of a broader calculation, but also being able to understand the sentiment and being able to make that a first-class data element that participates in the decision-making and determining the engagement models that are appropriate for that.
But we come back to the core of my question, is how do we capture that sentiment? If we're relying on the operator to write something or type something, then that puts a lot of emphasis on training and education. Alternatively, we know we record many of our calls. Are you beginning to look at using your AI capabilities to gather audible sentiment from telephone calls, as well as to look at text and email and notes made by an operator?
There are a lot of specialty tools out there in the marketplace that get into the audible sentiment and being able to understand the mood of the customer based on that. That's not our area of expertise. We will integrate with the best of breed solutions in that space. But we will nevertheless make sure that the data that is captured and the insights that is identified from those types of solutions become a de facto in determining the way that should be engaged with the individual.
How will you train the system? Because there's one thing to just throw at the data and assume that it can make an inference from that. There's something else when you sit it next to a subject matter expert, a very experienced customer service person who listens to the customer and immediately knows the right words to say, the right actions to take. Those have become very difficult points for many AIs and machine learning systems out there because they don't have that interface with that subject matter expert. Are you adding anything specific for that?
A lot of the decision that the engine currently makes in the marketing types of use cases is really heavily driven out of data sets. It's very much around historical data, real-time data, but it's around very data sets. This new set of capabilities that we announced this morning with Pega Infinity has a tremendous amount of inexperienced learning capabilities where we have the individuals identified as these expert users you have the models learn from their engagement and learn from how they triage issues or how they triage emails and how they triage customer requests and how they respond back to them through different channels like chat channels, and use that as a way to feed into the models to understand the best way to engage with the customers.
There's a lot of discussion about bots and automation this morning. That seems to run the risk at the moment of being as hyped as other technologies. How do we make these bots smarter? Many of them, if we're honest, are extended macros, things we've done for a long time. But there are some bots coming along that are getting quite clever. They're beginning to become AI driven.
First of all, there are some bots that are very tactical task bots. They might not be very smart, but they are valuable. They basically save money and they save time and they get stuff done faster. There's nothing wrong with that. One of the capabilities of SIPEG Infinity is that those capabilities are baked into the overall case management workflow assets, which we think is great. But the next set of ones is essentially, in my mind, what you're talking about is the convergence of artificial intelligence and robotic automation, and have that learning and understanding and being smart about how to engage with the customer be participating in the context of the engagement with the customer. A lot of the vision and excitement around Pega Infinity is really in that convergence.
The question nobody likes, you've only just introduced Infinity, so I'm going to say to you, when we sit down here next year, where do you expect Infinity to have gone? Do you have plans for a whole raft of new products? Is it going to be a year of having brought a whole bunch of new stuff in, waiting to see how it plays out, waiting to see where customers go?
It will be a whole year of working with the organizations, with the customers, implementing the solutions, seeing what aspects of the solution bring the value, and moving the product forward based on our engagement with a pretty premier list of organizations around the globe.
Grim, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Ian. It's been great.